sve.
Pop karusel.
Pop kultura u pop karusel. Radnim danima od 18 do 19.
Pop karusel. Katarina Epstein.
Lorenz, u domenu pop kulture poznatiji kao Mala, jedan je od najznačajnijih londonskih producenata. Pionir dubstepa i jedan od osnivača etikete Digital Mystics razgovarao je sa nama u Puli, gde je nastupao na festivalima Outlook i Dimensions. U okviru DMZ-a kao DJ i pre svega koncertantno promovisao svoj album Mala in Cuba, koji je snimao u Havani sa Giles Petersona.
Music from the start, I know that, but I never see you alive. How do you manage, you know, on, I don't know, electronic festival to play emotionally?
I guess for me there's no separation between music and emotion when I'm...
Mislim da nema razdvajanja muzike i emocija. Muzika koju stvaram ili slušam je nešto što pokrene moje osjećanje.
Or I enjoy listening to is something that moves me emotionally. I think where I've had a history in electronic music, I guess over the past decade I've built myself some sort of platform.
Poslednjih 10 godina, koliko sam u elektronskoj muzici, izgradio sam stav da želim da predstavim svoju muziku jedino na način na koji se osjećam komfortno.
I feel it's also a situation which I take great responsibility in actually trying to present something new and different to people.
Osjećam i veliku odgovornost kada sam u situaciji da prezentujem nešto inovativno i drugačije publici.
Something like this, you know. So for me it's a you know, it was a perfect opportunity to present the album to people in a live capacity.
Iza mene divna je mogućnost predstavljanja albuma živo sa muzičarima.
It was very interesting. We have two percussionists, drummer and percussionist live instruments on the stage, and it is a new experience for you.
Yes.
With this album.
Yes.
Do you like? I thought you like it a lot.
I do.
Because you came and kissed your drummers.
I do. We met both.
Na sceni sa tobom su dva muzičara na perkusijama i to je za tebe novo iskustvo.
We met once before our first show. We had one rehearsal, and they're very experienced musicians, both trained in Cuban rhythms.
Da, i jako mi se sviđa. Vidjeli smo se samo jednom pre prvog nastupa. Obojice su vrlo poznati muzičari i sviraju zajedno preko 20 godina.
They played with many, many great artists over the years, so I was very lucky that they would even consider to work with me. So how I like to do things, and I guess how I like to even the way that I like to run a record label.
Način na koji radim ili vodim diskografsku kuću je takav da želim da se svi osjećaju kao da pripadaju.
To feel like it's theirs as well. So it wasn't about me hiring musicians and saying, right, this is what I want you to play, play it exactly like that.
Nisam ja taj koji je zaposlio muzičare, ja sam im predstavio svoj rad i slušao ih kako kreiraju sopstveni ritam slušajući moju ploču i išlo nam je toliko dobro, okupio sam jako dobre muzičare i osjećali smo se kao da se znamo
godinama. And it just worked, you know, like just on and off stage we get on so well together, really, all of the group of people, you know, my tour manager and my sound engineer Toby, you know, as I say, Ollie and Satin and Swindle, who plays the keys, who records on my record label, and Holly has joined us kind of like after about half of year. It was evident that some festivals really wanted a vocalist, and so we brought Holly in, and just all of us get on like we've known each other for years and years and years. So for us it's just a really nice opportunity to experience something together, and for me being on the roads,
za mene koji jako dugo nastupam sam kao DJ, je dragocena stvar nastupati sa grupom muzičara i imati tu interakciju na bin.
And also share that experience, so when you come off the stage you can go you can share it, because you know I try and go home and I try and explain and say to my mother or to my dad what it is that I do.
Pokušao sam kod kuće mami i tati i prijateljima da objasnim kako se osjećam i skoro je nemoguće, jer nije samo izvođenje muzike ono što je važno, već je to ceo način života.
dubstep is a great movement, okay.
Dubstep je najveći muzički pokret posle džangla koji se pojavio u Londonu. Kritičari kažu da nije postao mainstream zato što nema vokalne deonice.
Yeah, see, I'm not too concerned with what's popular or what's mainstream.
Nisam suviše zabrinut šta je popularno, a šta je mainstream.
So maybe I'm not the best to comment on, but you know, I think not so much a singer makes something mainstream. For me it's more frequency.
Mislim da vokal nije taj koji čini mainstream, već frekvencija. Da ne navodim imena ne bi bilo fair, ali neka muzika pravi se isključivo za radio i najširu publiku. Odakle ja dolazim, takve stvari se ne radi.
For a mainstream audience, so it's programmed and arranged in a way that fulfills a certain criteria. But, you know, from where I come from, people didn't do that. You know, as I say, I'm a junglist. What people like Goldie and Groove Rider and Fabio and Ray Keith and Doc Scott and Randall and Jumpin' Jack Frost and Nicky Black Market and Kenny Ken, Nicky Ken, all these jungle DJs, what they were doing back then, that wasn't conforming to anything.
Svi ti džangl muzičari nisu se prilagođavali ničemu i tu počinje i moje muzičko obrazovanje. Kada sam prvi put čuo džangl, bio sam potpuno pogođen. Osjećao sam ga, ali nisam mogao da razumem šta mi se desilo.
And in a way, that's kind of something that stayed with me forever, because even with the music that I make, for example, I don't necessarily understand how I've created it.
I tako se osjećam i danas. Kada stvaram muziku, ne osjećam se obaveznim da je razumem. Ne analiziram proces, već radim. I srećan sam zbog tog stava. Ako nešto ne razumeš, ne znači da to ne osjećaš.
I do when I write music. I navigate based upon what I feel, not what I think.
We did amazing things with the rhythm.
Radići neverovatne stvari sa ritmom, začetnik si novog muzičkog pravca.
Music. I don't know.
How do you start? How do you start, for example? Sorry.
What do you mean? Are you talking about 10 years ago doing
for
dubstep?
For example, yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those things you can... Well, at that time, it was very different because everything was accelerating, you know, everything was getting faster.
Bilo je drugačije vreme. Sve je bilo mnogo brže. House je bio tu. Jungle počinjao. Postajali su masovni i popularni. I mi smo osjećali da treba nešto novo da se događa. Da se uspori. I to smo i uradili. Radili smo apstraktne stvari, kao što je 16-taktni uvod, na primjer, zatim 4 takta tišine, potom jako spor ulazak basa.
But just maybe because of our society and because of like our surroundings musically, for me it felt natural to like take off the gas, so to speak, because everything seemed like it was going faster. But we reversed that. So instead of like having big build-ups and big drops, it was just very minimal, almost no drop at all. It'd be a very abstract, say like 16-bar intro of just like a hi-hat and a pad, and then it would have a like 4 bars of silence, and then the heavy bass line would kick in and the beat would be very slow and rugged, and you know, I don't know how it was created.
Ne znam zapravo kako se pokret desio. Valjda smo bili na pravo mesto u pravo vrijeme sa pravim zvukom. Nije nam bilo važno šta javnost misli. Radili smo u underground klubovima za koje je malo ko znao, ali uvek smo imali odlične sound sisteme. I bilo nam je mnogo stalo do muzike.
Strong and it was very self-sufficient. We didn't care about that scene or that scene or that scene or what that magazine said or what that journalist said. It wasn't interested because nobody was interested in what we was doing. We was doing stuff in very small underground places where nobody really knew. But we always had good sound systems and we always cared very much about the music. I truly think that back then this movement and this music was built almost purely on sound. No fashion, no...
Ja duboko verujem da je dubstep nastao iz ljubavi prema zvuku, ne zbog javnosti i pomodnosti. Grupa ljudi želela je da stvara moćnu muziku i savršene sound sisteme.
You know, Scream, Banger, Code 9, Plastician, Chef, N-Type, Hatcher, Youngstar, you know, Loafer, Cokey, this is what we did. We didn't, you know, nothing else was relevant.
You're together for your life.
Some of these guys.
Yeah.
So you know, but that changes over time because it becomes fashionable.
Da, neki od nas. Ali mnogi su se promijenili kada je novac i popularnost stigla.
You know, they offer people this and offer people that, and maybe their intention isn't necessarily just music, but it's also making money and having this and having that. So it can change, you know. But I do think the reason why this particular music became as global as it did is because we focused on sound.
Tell me about your process. Oh. How do you start?
Da li bi nam opisao proces tvoga stvaranja?
Like for example, when I was in the studio last night with no idea, turned on my computer and then I just thought about a drum sound.
Na primjer, došao bih u svoj studio, upalio kompjuter bez ikakve ideje šta bih radio. Uzeo sample bubnjeva. Muzika kreće sama da nastaje.
You take one sound and that sound then says to you, you need this sound. So what I do is I listen to the music and listen to what the music says to me. So then I take another sound and then two sounds are communicating now. So what you have to do is you have to make these two sounds have a relationship that works. Sometimes you can have like disharmony which kind of creates a kind of a tension or an effect that you're going for. But for me, for the first, I don't know, the main elements, they need to be harmonic. They need to have harmony with each other. So those once those two sounds are communicating, then those two sounds will talk to you and they tell me, right, you need this sound now. So then I search for this sound. And sometimes it's almost like colors or shapes that you see out of thin air. So it's just like, boom, you pick it and then you put it in place. And then you've got three people, you three relationships to think about. And then you work with those. And boom, you know, it just keeps coming. And then I get to a point of where I have perhaps like a beat and a bass line and a slight, I have like the key of the song, and maybe I have a kind of a melody, and maybe I have it in like 32 bar loop, sometimes smaller, sometimes a 16 bar or 8 bar loop. And then from that, when I usually get that much down, which can be anything from 15 minutes to 1 hour, you know, where you can really have the main bulk of your track is like boom, there, quick. And then I find it very difficult to start going forward if it doesn't sound right. So I start kind of slightly mixing as I'm going along. So when I mean that, I mean I'll start EQing, start doing small bits of processing, you know, maybe some compression and maybe some filtering, whatever's needed. Again, it's not, there's never a set way of working. Even two hi-hats are different, so you have to listen to them differently because they talk to you differently. So yeah, so you just have to listen to them easy, it's as simple as that. But you know, it takes time. You know, when a lot of my friends were going out at the weekend and playing.
Nikada nisam izlazio vikendima kao moji prijatelji. Ostajao bih u studiju do 4 ujutro, budio se u 8, nastavljao da radim i to je bio moj način života godinama. Od 17. godine proučavao sam, a sa 22. ozbiljno krenuo da stvaram muziku. Koki i ja smo prvu ploču izdali sa 23. Više godina ljudi nisu znali za nas, ali mi smo bili u studiju svaki dan. Nismo odustajali.
And it wasn't until I was about 22 when I started making music, taking it really seriously, like the production side of it. And then 23 is when we released, me and Koki released the first Digital Mystics record on Big Apple Records. So you know, there were some years where nobody didn't hear what we was doing, but we was.
To je život. Da bi se posvetio nečemu, moraš drugo da žrtvuješ. I to je izbor koji sam napravio.
It's just like life though, isn't it? You have to commit. And part of committing to something means you have to sacrifice something somewhere else. And this, you know, this is the choice that I made.
Echo. PGP RTS i jedan od najboljih kantautora Zlatko Manojlović predstavljaju novi autorski album Crni labud. U prodaji.
Gomex, poklon u utorak.
Uz kasicu brojalicu, kupovinom dve plazme od 75 grama po 49,99, poklon Don Cafe Kafa 48 grama.
Šešir na krivi, lakše se živi, vaš Gomex. Kako da
ozdravim. Prvi album Nina Šemića. Moja tajno. U izdanju PGP RTS-a. U prodaji.
Ćao, ja sam Aleksa Jelić. Ovo je Metamorfoza. Samo me ljubi i ne pričaj. U izdanju PGP RTS-a.
Ono kad smo bili mi. Eko.
How did you meet Giles?
Giles was coming to DMZ parties that we used to throw in London and we didn't even know.
Giles je dolazio u DMZ u južni London, još da ga nismo ni poznavali. Mislim da je postojalo međusobno poštovanje. Ne znam tačno šta je slušao. Imali smo sporadične telefonske razgovore kada je predložio da dođem na Kubu i snimamo ploču. Iako nisam imao uopšte pojma u šta se upušta. Toliko je bio ljubazan i objasnio mi na pravi način da nisam mogao da ga odbijem.
I don't know what it is that he heard, because it was really a random telephone call when he called me and said, do you want to come to Cuba and make this record? But he was so genuine with his offer, and it was, I felt so right the way that he approached me. It was one of those situations where I couldn't turn down. I had absolutely no idea what I was getting myself into. But I felt comfortable with Giles, you know, so, you know, I said yeah, you know, and I told him I knew nothing about Cuba and nothing about Cuban music. He said, don't worry about it, just come. Your dad's from Jamaica, Cuba's 90 kilometers from Jamaica.
On je video jasnu vezu između mog jamajčanskog porekla i kubanskog zvuka i dobro je procenio. Znali smo se pre toga nekoliko godina i u Havani smo proveli mnogo vremena pričajući o njegovoj prošlosti, muzici, diskografskoj industriji.
But you know, getting to spend real proper time with him and getting to have deep conversations with him about his past and how he has grown in the music industry and all the achievements and all the people that he's worked with. So getting to exchange those conversations at breakfast, at lunch, at dinner, on the plane and all stuff like that, you know, it was a, I'm really grateful for the experience. I find him to be a very decent man. The front of it all, he loves music. He really, really, like, he loves music.
Shvatio sam da je to jedan pristojan čovjek posvećen muzici. Ljudi koji ga poznaju mogu da potvrde kada je u pitanju muzika, Giles je kao dete. Poseduje tu mladalačku energiju. Godinama je u poslu i nikada nije izgubio energiju da traga za novim. Mnogo sam mu zahvalan i bilo je apsolutno zadovoljstvo raditi za Brownswood. Ceo tim oko njegove diskografske kuće bio mi je velika podrška u stvaranju ploče Mala in Cuba. Sve sam prvi put pristao da radim van sopstvene etikete.
We try to do something. This is who you are. This is your life. Yeah. This is your lifestyle. This is how it's supposed to be. And as I say, I'm very grateful I met Giles and you know, working with his label Brownswood. All the team at Brownswood are just an absolute joy to work with. Just a great team of people who were so supportive and were so into the record. It just made the whole working experience for me very comfortable, because you know, you must remember, for years I only put out music on my own label. I don't mess with no one of a label. You know, many people over the years ask me to write records for their labels, or you know, major record label ask me to do this or do that, and I'll be like, no, it doesn't feel right. But something with Giles, boom, let's go for it.
Thank you.
because I've been playing at a lot of different type of festivals, places like a North Sea Jazz Festival or...
Počeo sam da nastupam na festivalima potpuno različitog žanra, kao što je, na primjer, North Sea Jazz Festival. Verovatno zbog simbioze stilova, ljudi su prihvatali da dođu i sa interesovanjem me slušaju.
My type of music has been never been at South Pool Weekend. But because it's fusion with sound, people for some reason are open to at least having a listen to it, you know.
Posle 10 godina potpuno drugačijeg rada, sada na jedan novi način nastupam. Imam žive muzičare, instrumente na bini, dosta analognih efekata.
I'm working with a mixing desk with analog effects and playing at all these festivals where I'm amongst, you know, bands and, you know, world class musicians, and I consider myself not at that level at all, you know.
Osjećam se inferiorno, jer ja nisam muzičar u tradicionalnom značenju te reči. Ako mi kažete da sviram notu C, neću znati, ali ako mi je pustite, prepoznaću.
If you ask me to hum the note C, I probably would get it wrong. But if you play the note C to me, I feel it.
You will know.
So you understand, I maybe approach music is perhaps slightly different to how a classically trained musician would be.
Otišao si sa Jalsom na Kubu i snimio živo instrumente za samplovanje sa kubanskim muzičarima.
Roberto Fonseca.
Is it new for you?
No, Roberto Fonseca was had linked up with Jals beforehand. Mm-hmm. For anybody that doesn't know Roberto Fonseca, you should check him out. He's an incredible pianist.
Roberto Fonseca, neverovatni pijanista, radio je već sa Jalsom. Njegov bend i ja ujutru uoči odlaska u studio još uvijek nismo imali ideju šta ćemo da radimo.
And Giles, in the morning before we were going to go to the studio, we still had no idea what we was going to do. And they come up with a concept, why don't we just record traditional Cuban rhythms for Mala so we can listen to them and start understanding the Cuban rhythms. So it was almost like...
Onda je on izašao sa konceptom da bi mogli da se snime tradicionalne kubanski ritmovi i melodije. Osjećao sam se kao u školi. Kući sam poneo oko 15 gigabajta muzike koju su mi odsvirali. I taj edukativni proces koji sam prošao sa njima dao mi je rješenja kako da napravim moj kubanski album.
Really, just to be something educational, ended up becoming the blueprint of my understanding of and where I would, I guess, how I would approach making my Cuban album. was interesting, actually, after making the album, listening to the musicians that play on my live show.
Bilo mi je interesantno da posmatram muzičare sa kojima živo nastupam, na koji način slušaju moj album i kako kreiraju ritam. Naprimjer, marenge. Slušali su ritam koji sam kreirao i rekli su, ok, krećemo na tri i promenili mi koncepciju.
So even the traditional rhythm, say like you got like merengue is a rhythm. So I say I starting on, instead of starting on the one, I'm starting on the three. So the musicians are having to play on the three. So it's just, you know, that's the beautiful thing about sound, right?
Yeah.
You know, you, and that's the nice thing actually about approaching something like a child, not knowing anything, because.
I to je u stvari mnogo lepo. Krenuti u nešto kao dete bez prethodnog znanja, ne pratiš pravila, to je samo zvuk. Znaš, kao kada gledaš one optičke iluzije na zidu. Na početku vidiš mrlju, a onda se fokusiraš i polako nastaju definisani oblici. Tako je proces nastajanja albuma Mala Inkuba za mene izgledao. Bio je to dosta neprijatan proces za mene, jer odjednom sam radio sa kvalitetnim muzičarima i osjećao se dosta inferiorno. Donao sam materijal u studio i razmišljao. Treba da uradim nešto što će oni poštovati, što će Charles poštovati, ali i što će zadovoljiti mene. Morao sam da posmatram na taj način, zato što sam bio zamoljen da uradim album na jedan divan i pristojan način. Bilo je to bolno iskustvo, ali kada je sve bilo gotovo, shvatio sam da sam dosta naučio, odrastao i da su rane izlečene. Uvijek ću da budem ono što jesam, producent. Volim studio i da u njemu provodim vreme. Ali sada sam se upustio u potpuno drugačiji način razmišljanja i pristup, ne samo stvaranja, već i načina na koji želim da prezentujem svoju muziku. I da, makoliko zvučalo kao kliše, sve ovo mi je potpuno promijenilo život.
Without trying to sound cliche, it totally changed my life.
Dizajner zvuka bio je Predrag Urošević. Emisiju su realizovali Andreja Andrejić i Katarina Epštejn. Prijetno.